podcasts and videos at economist.com/NPR. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. Sunny skies today with highs in the lower 60s, light winds from the east. Partly sunny for tomorrow with highs in the mid-60s. It's 44 degrees in Lawrence. This is KPR.
You're listening to NPR News.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers. More than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com.
A vocal critic of the Trump administration's cuts and changes to NIH, the National Institutes of Health, has been put on leave. We'll find out why as Weekend Edition Sunday continues here on Kansas Public Radio. We're looking for sunny skies today, highs in the lower 60s, light winds from the east. Mostly clear overnight tonight with lows in the lower 40s. Partly sunny for tomorrow, highs in the mid-60s.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, hosting Lawrence authors Addison Black, Judith Reutemann, Joe Harrington, Will Averill, and Kent Smith in-store this November. More information at ravenbookstore.com/events.
Tickets for KPR's Big Band Christmas are now on sale. Join us Saturday night, December 13th at Liberty Hall in Lawrence. It's a great way to celebrate the season with the KC Jazz Orchestra and special guests. Get your tickets while they last at the Liberty Hall box office and at Ticketmaster.com. Find out more about KPR's Big Band Christmas at our website, kansaspublicradio.org. It's 41 degrees in Atchison, 44 in Emporia, 44 in Lawrence. This is Kansas Public Radio.
Support for NPR comes from this.
I'm tired of being amazing. It's like, that's not the point. Like, I know I am and I know I can do it, but let's share the load here.
I'm Sasha Pfeiffer, Sarah Snook on the energy she brings to acting on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 4 to 5 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Check out the KPR app for Android and Apple platforms. It's free at your app store, and you can take KPR with you everywhere you go.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating the future one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
Just ahead on Weekend Edition Sunday, it's the Sunday Puzzle with Puzzle Master Will Shorts. Whether your passion is for unbiased, in-depth news, beautiful music, or great conversations, you can feed your passion right here with Kansas Public Radio. Show your passion for KPR and programs that feed your mind and news that matters to you. Give now at kansaspublicradio.org. And thanks.
KPR's Community Spotlight is now accepting applications from local nonprofits who need help spreading awareness about their mission. We'll highlight your organization for a month using KPR's airwaves. Details at kansaspublicradio.org.
Sunny skies today with highs in the lower 60s. It's 44 degrees in Emporia, 44 in Lawrence, 43 degrees in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from the
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsbury Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got two more hours of Weekend Edition Sunday coming up. The latest news from NPR just a minute and a half away, followed by news from the KPR newsroom. That's all ahead here on Weekend Edition Sunday on Kansas Public Radio.
Got an old car taking up space in your garage? KPR's vehicle donation program accepts all cars, and donating is easy. We rely on your donations to help fund the programming you count on every day. Donate your car online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Sunny skies today with highs expected in the lower 60s, light winds from the east. It's 44 degrees in Topeka. The time is 8 o'clock.
There's still daily and deadly bombardment by Israel in Gaza, which Israel says is to dismantle infrastructure used by militants. Kat Lonsdorf, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
And you're listening to NPR News.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. One man is dead and four law enforcement officers injured after a shooting in Osage County. The Kansas Bureau of Investigation reports that officers were called to a domestic disturbance yesterday morning. 22-year-old Stephen McMillan exchanged gunfire with the officers. McMillan was pronounced dead at the scene. A Kansas Highway Patrol trooper, three Osage County sheriff's deputies, and McMillan's 77-year-old grandfather were shot. All were transported to the Stormont Vale Regional Health Center. Two of the deputies underwent surgery there and are listed in good condition. The trooper was transferred to KU Medical Center. He and McMillan's grandfather are expected to recover. The KBI is continuing their investigation. In separate news, a Kansas Highway Patrol trooper was arrested following a domestic violence investigation. The KBI reports that 34-year-old Dylan Keller of Dodge City was arrested for one count of kidnapping, one count of forgery, two counts of criminal threat, and two counts of domestic battery. Following his arrest, Keller was booked into the Ford County Jail and is expected to be prosecuted by the Kiowa County Attorney's Office. Fire officials are investigating after the body of an elderly man was discovered in a home that was destroyed by fire. KMBC reports that firefighters were called Friday night to a rural area in Johnson County, Missouri, southwest of Kansas City. They found that fire had engulfed several buildings and vehicles on the property. After putting out the fire, they found the body of 89-year-old Walter McGurl.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include StoryWorth. Each week, StoryWorth emails a loved one a question about their life. After a year, StoryWorth will publish their stories and color photos into a book to keep for generations. Learn more at StoryWorth.com.
Sunny skies today with highs expected in the lower 60s. Light winds from the east. Mostly clear tonight, lows in the low 40s. For tomorrow, partly sunny, windy with highs in the mid-60s. It's 45 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
You're listening to NPR News.
We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. You can find us online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from LMH Health Primary Care, providing care for patients at every stage of life across northeastern Kansas. More information at lmh.org/primary.
Good morning. I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this beautiful Sunday morning. Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, the Grey Cup, Canadian Football League's top prize, pits the Montreal Alouettes against the Saskatchewan Roughriders. It's a championship that now dates back more than 100 years. We'll hear about that from Steve Futterman coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday on Kansas Public Radio.
I'm Joel Snyder with these headlines. The Trump...
In 2021, the company now known as Meta suspended the social media account of outgoing President Trump.
So I was very involved. In fact, I was instrumental and key in making that decision on behalf of, as it was then, Facebook.
What does Nick Clegg think now that Trump is back and Meta has changed its policies? Monday on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow for Morning Edition from 5 to 9 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. Your local host, Matthew Algio. Good morning. I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on a Sunday morning for Weekend Edition Sunday on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting Peebo Bryson, the Golden Touch Tour, celebrating 50 years in music. Saturday, November 22nd, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Sunday, how do you make a graphic novel about a serial killer cozy? We'll hear about Beneath the Trees Where Nobody Sees, the latest from author and illustrator Patrick Horvath. That's just ahead on Weekend Edition Sunday here on Kansas Public Radio. Don't wait. Get your tickets now for KPR's Big Band Christmas. We hope you'll join us Saturday night, December 13th at Liberty Hall in Lawrence. Last year's concert sold out, so get your tickets now at the Liberty Hall box office and at Ticketmaster.com. Then join us for an evening with the Kansas City Jazz Orchestra, Saturday night, December 13th. Find out more at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Delta Dental of Kansas,
remotion.org.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. We've got one more hour of Weekend Edition Sunday coming up with the latest news from NPR just a minute and a half away, followed by news from the KPR newsroom. Then stay with us for This Old House Radio Hour coming up at 10 o'clock this morning on KPR.
KPR listeners are engaged in their communities and they frequent businesses that support public radio. Become a KPR sponsor and reach those most likely to take action at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org.
Sunny skies today. We're expecting highs in the lower 60s, light winds from the east. It's 46 in Manhattan, 47 in Topeka. The time is 9 o'clock.